B'chodze kumtsu nachmen hadgasha v'limud from Parshas HaShavua, there is much more emphasis, and this lesson can be also learned and seen from the reading of the Torah of this week, Parsha Bamidbar. V'sev v'fun darf min ha-reisim na'alim min v'hira, v'mikoshkim v'teresh ha-bashem tev ha-yidua, ashun yedizach darf min ha-reisim min ha-hira b'veinus Hashem. Also from Parsha Bamidbar, we have to take out a lesson and guidance, which is understood from the teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, which is a very famous teaching, that from everything that a person sees or hears, he has to take a lesson, he has to take guidance in his Avedas Hashem and in his service of Hashem. This is in everything a person sees. Allah has come and come from an Indian potato, how much more so something that a person learns in Torah. Allah has come and come from the Mechelik potato, was Mehod Gilein, Tum Gilein, Mishabazu, Betzibur. How much more so in that part of the Torah which was read and learned on this Shabbos, it was learned publicly and read publicly with blessings before and after, and whoever answers Amen, of course, is considered like the one who made a blessing. So there is a special lesson that we can also take out from this week's Torah reading, Parsha Bamidbar. In the Parsha Retzich Vegen Minyan Bnei Yisrael, what is discussed in this week's Parsha is the counting and the numbering of the Jewish people. The Pasuk says, Kol Yetzir Tzavah BeYisrael, all those that can go out to war amongst Israel. Al Derech, this term of Kol Yetzir Tzavah BeYisrael, is similar, Al Derech the Minyan Fun Tzivas Hashem, similar to that term of the army of God. So the Rebbe is comparing here the term Tzivas Hashem, which as was mentioned before, this is primarily more emphasized by children, Jewish children before Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah, and the comparison to Kol Yetzir Tzavah BeYisrael, which is read in the beginning of Parsha Bamidbar. But when we think for a moment, there seems to be a contradiction to that which was explained before. Why? Because in our parasha, it says, Kol Yetzir Tzavah BeYisrael, that all those that go out to war amongst the Jewish people, Zaynen miben esrim shana v'mayla, they should be from 20 years and over. And as Rashi explains, Magashen Yetzir B'Tzavah Pachas miben esrim. This teaches us that anyone under the age of 20 did not go out to war. So how is this coincide? How can we reconcile this with that which was said before, that Tzivas Hashem applies specifically to children below the age of Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah, which are the other extreme of those that are over 20, because Kinder Bar Mitzvah zayin ktanim, because children before Bar Mitzvah are children, they are small. As opposed to this, Mibin Esrim Shana V'mayla is Nitnar Agadol U'Mekhoyev B'Mitzvahs. Someone who is over 20 is not only an adult who is already obligated to perform the mitzvahs. This begins at the age of 13. But the age of 20 symbolizes that he has reached adulthood and he is considered someone who is strong enough to go out to war. Is the Bir Bazeh to explain this seeming contradiction? Then, in the time when the Jews were in the wilderness, in the Midbar, it was necessary for them to have a physical army that literally can go fight with their enemies. Beginning with the wars that they had to wage when they were in the Midbar, in the wilderness, and later on also in the conquering the land. Although that the conquering of Yericho was with the blowing of the shofar, with the blasts of the horn, but in addition to this, it was necessary to have an army that can literally wage war. And for this reason it was necessary to count all those that are over 20, because at that age one is strong enough to go out and be in the army and to fight a war. When we are now standing before the redemption through Mashiach, it will not be the same way as it was by Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it will be the Shuva Venachas, that we will be taken out of Golus peacefully and easily and smoothly. We will not have to wage any wars. And on the contrary, the nations of the world will be helping the Jewish people to come out of Golus. So, in this respect, the present redemption through Mashiach will not be the way it was going out of Mitzrayim and also in conquering Eretz Yisrael, where they had to wage war. But it will be without any battles, without any wars. But on the other hand, Eis Digu'uli is told by Ma'aseinu v'Avodeisenu, also the redemption now from this Golus is dependent on our divine service of Hashem, on our deeds and our conduct. There is also a certain concept of milchama, of war, that we have to have now. But this is not a physical war. This is a spiritual war which we have to fight. This is the war against our Yetzer Hara, the war against Sitra Achra, that we have to overcome, the spiritual battle against evil. So in a spiritual war, it's not necessary specifically to have someone who is physically strong, like a 20-year-old. Nor does help to come from klein de kinder, was yesh lehem maise. But this starts with young children who also have the aveda of maise. Their actions are considered actions. Al derech v'yashtet in haindike pasha b'negei to Shevet Levi. This is similar to what it says in today's Seder in Pasha B'midbar in connection with the tribe of Levi. It says about Levi that he is Ligoyin Shel Melech, that the children of Levi were counted from a very young age, from Ben Chedesh Ramayla, from 1 month and older. And as Rashi explains there, that they are called Ligoyin Shel Melech, the Legion of the King. Legion of the King means a group of soldiers, of military people. With the Pirush HaPoshut in Ligyain, as is the literal translation of Ligyan, and this is also the term used in other languages, also in English, Legion, which is a kvutze from Anshe Chayil, that is a group of soldiers. So, but even children, as we find by the tribe of Levi, are referred to as Ligyan Shel Melech. Aber b'yachim zeh gein rein in dem Ligyan Shel Melech, apil ikinem ben chedish v'mayla, why are children considered here Ligyan Shel Melech, the Legion of the King? Because this, we're not speaking here about a physical war which they have to wage, but a spiritual war which is to guard the Beis Hamikdash. And this is something which already begins from 1 month old. When it comes to a physical war, children, of course, are not taken. Children are not taken for anything away from their learning, even for a matter of holiness, because the Gemara says that the world does not exist only in the merit of the breath of the children who are learning Torah, because this is breath which is not tainted by sin. And as the Gemara says there, that the pasuk al tigu b'mshichay, do not touch my anointed, do not touch my Mashiach, this refers to Tanei Shel B'Sabim, it refers to Jewish school children. That is in connection with the physical war. But when it comes to a spiritual war, which is peaceful Heptich das Anmi ben Chedish from Adidas begins from 1 month old. The Adarab, and on the contrary, ben Negates, Amlacham and Ufni, is the Father Savis Managolos, ben Ikra, Beda Sayyem is to bring a Mashiach, Tzidkenu. On the contrary, and it comes to a spiritual war, and especially at the end of the time of the Golos, when the primary objective, the primary Avedus Hayyim, the order of the day, and the divine service that a Jew has to do now at the end of the time of Golos, is to bring in Mashiach to Kenya, to bring Mashiach. How is this done? Durch Melchama Ruchnis b'Maaseinu v'Avedusenu, through a spiritual war in our service of Hashem. In this war, Zayin Dabkit Nekesh Shal B'Samim was Ben Nangruf Hashem Mashiachai, that Iker Fensivus Hashem in Azam Melchama. The children who are actually called Mashiach, my anointed, they are the primary force of the army of God in such a war, in a spiritual war. Was the Faber Shtein Tzivus Hashem Mitzvah Davke from the Kinder Faber Mitzvah Bas Mitzvah. That is why the Tzivus Hashem, the army of a God, was established for children before Bar Mitzvah and Bas Mitzvah. Was Leilum Hom the Tzura Shachas Ala Kinder Afilim Ben Chedish Vimayla. Truthfully, all children go into this category of the army of Hashem, even children from 1 month old and higher. On Tekev Mishinel, even the moment they are born. But being that it is necessary for them to participate in this with their initiative and with their work, that's why it has been established that Sivus Hashem, the army of God, should be primarily for children who have already reached the age of learning, that already have a little bit of an understanding, although in very general terms, in this whole concept. But thus is when the time for Vasmi Fabin Sivas Hashem in the minyan from we want Mashiach now. This is the reason why the primary objective and the connection between Sivas Hashem with the outcry of we want Mashiach now. There are some that ask that if you want to be involved in getting children to be in the army of Hashem, why push the issue so much about the outcry of we want Mashiach now? They can do many other things. There are many other aspects of what you can demand of a child and train a child and so on. But yet, we see that the slogan, the theme, and the battle cry of Tzivas Hashem, the purpose of Tzivas Hashem, is to bring Mashiach and to demand the coming of Mashiach. We want Mashiach now. This sikha will be continuing in Mirzi Shem by the next shir.